Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning. We're going to make Monday great. And it is Monday. Welcome to it. 6:08, it's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. How about them Gators? They have made it into the Sweet 16 in the NCAA tournament. My heart. My precious heart skipped a couple of beats.
Wow. Is that a little dramatic?
No, it was a nail-biter. Ask anybody who was watching it, the Gators against UConn. And the Gators looked like they lacked some energy, especially in the first half. And I've never seen them miss so many free throws. So the fact that they at least kept it close the entire game, that all of a sudden it became... the Gators were used to this year, started banging threes, and well, they got a little tight there at the end, but they pulled it out, 77-75.
Oh,
so
wow.
Now the Gators in the Sweet 16. They'll play Maryland Thursday, 7:39. So
wow. That's
great. My Final Four still intact: Michigan State, Florida, Duke, and Kentucky.
Look at you.
Well, there, you know, I
it's early, but yes, yeah,
I didn't pick any big upsets, so
yeah,
I just didn't. I just felt like those were the teams. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
On any given day, depending on how they play.
Oh yeah,
anything can happen. But I just find the college game just so much more interesting than the pro game. I really do.
It there's just more action. It's just a lot more interesting. Yeah. Totally.
Yeah,
totally.
Yeah, there really is. And you really don't, you know.
Well, the pros almost make it look too easy.
Exactly.
I mean, unless you're watching for LeBron to flop, you know, that's kind of a highlight just to see how bad an actor he is.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, it's like, what? Okay, you guys do yours. Okay, now let's go the other way down the court. Okay. Yeah.
That's got to be hard to fake it like that. If you're, you know, you're.
But he's so bad at it. That's what is frustrating. It's like. If you were a good actor, we actually believed you got knocked down, that'd be one thing. But when somebody brushes by your stomach and you grab your chin and throw your head back, he's going to hurt himself faking it one of these days badly.
Now, you know, never had to fake it. George Foreman.
Oh, no, he was tough.
Heavyweight champion.
He was tough.
He's passed away at the age of 76, and he just seemed like he just had a great... warm personality.
You know, I never had a chance to meet him. I've got several friends that have, and they had nothing but amazing things to say about the guy. The city literally was just as you would hope and expect, and they felt it was totally genuine. Yeah.
I was hearing something, you know, an obituary or something.
Mm-hmm.
I believe he sold, could it be 100 million of those grills.
Would not surprise me.
It's some kind of crazy number.
The George Foreman grill, yeah. It would not surprise me. I mean, it was a, you know, a seen on TV thing forever, and then you could buy them in the stores, so it wouldn't surprise me. Yeah.
And he was also an Olympic gold medalist. Some people, you know, kind of forget that, too.
I think we forget what he was like in his younger life when you just see him as an older guy, a little overweight, shaved head, smiling all the time. He was a preacher, you know, devout Christian. But when you go look at the pictures of him in the ring back in the day, when he still had his hair and he was fit, it's like, it's a different guy.
Yeah.
You don't want to mess with that guy.
Well, yeah, he did that kind of comeback thing. That's when he definitely looked bigger.
Yes, yes. You're right.
He is a big guy.
Well, yeah.
They say 6'4", 260.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd have a punch behind him.
Oh, yeah. And what did he name? He's got like 26 kids. They're all named George or something.
Something like that.
Well, rest in peace. George Foreman's passed away at the age of 76 and certainly iconic boxer and heavyweight champ. And rest in peace. You know who else passed? She was battling cancer, so I guess it's not a complete shock. But yeah. I didn't hear the initial original story when that occurred. But former Congresswoman Mia Love, very attractive black woman who was a rising star in the Republican Party. She's passed away at the age of 49 after a battle with cancer. 49. Yeah, she passed away Sunday, according to her family. She was the daughter of Haitian immigrants. First black Republican woman elected to Congress. Passed away peacefully, surrounded by family. First black Republican woman.
Right.
Just so you know. And, that's... How do you say that's not tragic?
That's
absolutely. 49. My goodness. Rest in peace and prayers for her family and their loss. What else is going on? Trump yanks the security clearances for Biden and Kamala.
I love this.
Good job.
I love it.
Let's see. Yeah, he got that. We got that. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, as well as several others. He revealed that he had revoked the security clearances. Former Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Liz Cheney and any other member of the Biden family. That is pretty funny.
That is.
I have determined that is no longer in the national interest for the following individuals to have access to classified information. And it was Blinken, Jake Sullivan, Lisa Monaco, Norm Eisen. I mean, it goes on. Letitia James, Alvin Bragg, Andrew Weissman, Hillary Clinton, Liz Cheney, Kamala, Adam Kinzinger, Joseph Biden Jr., and any other member of the Biden Jr.'s family. Therefore, I hereby direct every executive department and agency head to take all additional action as necessary and consistent with existing law to revoke any active security clearances held by the aforementioned individuals and immediately rescind their access to classified information.
Good.
Yeah.
They don't need it. I mean, all they do is use it, you know, if they want to go be a talking head expert on something, on more than on CNN or something. They don't need access to information like that. They're not going to use it for the good of the administration, that's for sure.
Yeah. Hey, I almost missed this story. Kitty Dukakis. Did she just pass away?
Yes, she did.
Mm-hmm. Wow. She was 88. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, you just don't hear about her at all.
Well, the Dukakis name is so long ago. Wasn't it 88 or so he was running? Is that right?
Yeah. Yep, 1988.
Okay.
And he put on that oversized helmet and drove a tank.
Oh, he looked like a 12-year-old with an army hat on.
So here you go for this PR machismo moment. You know, I'm driving a tank. It doesn't get any more macho than that. But somehow he put on that oversized and he looked ridiculous.
I think that probably did him in right there with a lot of folks. Like, what?
I think it did.
No.
All right. We've got a lot more to cover this morning, but way to go, Gators. They're in the Sweet 16. That's a good thing. And we've got a lot more to talk about. It's going to be another gorgeous day. Enjoy. It is 6:16, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, good morning. Welcome. It's Monday, but we're going to make it great. 6:21, time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Gators are in the Sweet 16. They beat UConn in a very, very close game, 77-75. So they advance to play Maryland Thursday, 7:39. Go Gators.
Nice.
Hey, don't forget the Bob Rose Show podcast is available wherever you normally download your podcast, or you can use the Audacy app, AUDACY. Click on subscribe, and you'll never miss a minute of the show. People are acting out. I mean, a political divide is one thing. Not talking to, you know, your friends or family because they voted for somebody different, I think is really insane and crazy, but it does happen. But what's far worse is when people try to get physical, either with another person or they physically want to do damage. Recently, a video went viral, and this woman, for no reason other than this man was wearing a MAGA hat, New York City, getting on the subway or whatever, and she called him a racist. You're a racist! If you voted for Trump, you're a racist.
Oh, my goodness.
And apparently some people around kind of, you know, really defended him. And not in a mean way. They're just like, hey, one person said, hey, Democrats have run this city for years, and that's why it's the hole it is.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
And, yeah, she goes, if you blanking voted for Trump, you're a racist. He's a racist. And he didn't really react.
Right.
But then she tried to swipe his hat.
Oh.
And then he...
That's over the line.
Yep.
That's it.
He grabbed his hat, you know, off his head, and he basically booked down the subway platform. And I guess...
I think she wasn't done yet. But if it had just been that, he handled it a whole lot better than a lot of folks would.
Sure.
So...
So he's just trying to get away from this kooky, crazy lady, right? And so she starts to chase him and completely face plants.
That's, you know, instant karma.
That's exactly what they're calling it.
You got to love it.
Yep.
Got to love it.
Yeah. Yeah. The woman continued to harass the MAGA fan.
Wow.
And he was insisting he's not, you know, I'm not racist. I'm not. What makes
Trump,
me racist?
So there you go. You
know? Right. And,
but they're taking it so far. I mean, the fact that they're attacking cars and dealerships and charging stations, I mean, things that aren't going to affect Elon or Trump one iota. In fact, you're probably more than half the time hurting people that may have voted the same way as you did.
Yeah, they obviously, these people, you know, chaos is part of what they want to create, unrest, unhappiness, whatever. Mm-hmm. But there's going to be a, you know, support Trump and Musk event.
I like this.
Event. This is coming up this Saturday, so that'll fall on the 29th, this Saturday, from 9 to noon at the Tesla Service Center.
Yeah.
On Main Street.
It's in Gainesville.
It's pretty new, right?
Yeah, they literally just opened the thing, because I remember driving by thinking, what? What's going on? Because it didn't have the name Tesla on it for a while. I'm trying to figure out what it was and then realized it. But yeah, it's right there on Main, kind of south of a lot of the car dealerships.
Is that going to become a dealership and they're just starting as a service?
No, they build these individual service centers around the country.
Because it looks pretty good-sized building.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So, and this is just come and bring your American flag, and it's going to be a happy celebration of, you know, good things, positive things. And this guy, Elon Musk, all that he's brought to the table, all the people that he's hired, you know, the rockets, they fly the rocket that came and, you know, saved the astronauts, brought them home. And his car that, you know, was the greatest thing since, you know, sliced bread until he decided he was going to help Trump out before, you know, he did a patriotic duty to help clean up government waste. Now somehow that turns him into an evil character. But we're supporting him, and we're supporting local businesses, and we're going to wave flags and just have a good time.
Saturday morning, 9 to noon at the Tesla Center there on Main Street.
On Main Street, yeah.
I'll be there. See ya.
All right. Yeah, that should be a nice little little get together. So totally peaceful, smiling, happy. It's not looking for any sort of confrontation at all. So yeah, that's this Saturday. We'll remind you.
Oh yeah,
through the week. All right. Trump apparently showed up at an event, NCAA wrestling championship, got quite the ovation there. So you've got, you know, everywhere he goes, it seems like the response is pretty darn good, right? He is popular. Mm-hmm. His approval numbers are very, very good, especially since he is Donald Trump.
There is that.
Yeah. Rolls Royce, what are they up to? Wait a second. Is this another company that is going to make investments into the U.S.?
Why would they do that, Bob? I say very sarcastically, tongue-in-cheek.
It could be to avoid tariffs imposed by President Donald Trump.
Well, you know.
British engineering giant Rolls-Royce reportedly preparing to increase manufacturing production in the U.S. To avoid those tariffs. London's Daily Telegraph reported that Rolls-Royce currently drafting contingency plans to avoid the impact of trade restrictions. You got to remember, they do more than just build cars. They're heavy into aerospace and defense. So they're considering shifting production from countries impacted by the trade war, such as China, Canada, and Mexico, where it currently has around 6,000 workers. So Trump is winning. America is winning. Are you tired of it? I'm not. Good morning and welcome. It's the Monday edition of the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Arrested again by police? Take two? What? Oh, just hang in there. 6:38 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and a happy, happy Monday. We'll make the best of it. How can you not? After the Gators' big win, it was a tough one against UConn. But the Gators pulled it out, 177-75. And now they play Maryland in the Sweet 16, baby.
That is too close.
Yeah,
that
was
way too close.
It was. It was, heart was palpitating. But 7:39 Thursday, the Gators will take on Maryland. So once again, go Gators!
Nice.
This story is a follow-up story to one I gave you last week. It was the story of a sweet, young Georgia girl who is a sorority.
Oh, yeah, I remember
girl.
This. Yeah.
Yeah.
Her picture went viral.
She's very attractive, you know, blonde hair, and, she got pulled over for speeding. Okay, this was last week or the week before. She got pulled over for speeding and then got back into her car and tore right off and began speeding again.
Yes.
Which, of course...
She said accidentally.
Yeah, that is true.
That's what she said.
Accidentally. She accidentally was speeding again. And right. So this time, you know, Georgia doesn't play around.
Yeah.
And they took her and booked her. And then, of course, this girl is gorgeous. So she is voted, like, the best mugshot ever.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. Yeah.
Well, guess what?
Uh-oh.
She did it again.
No. She's a slow learner.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Georgia sorority sister who went viral for her glamorous mugshot photo landed in legal trouble and in front of a jail camera again Sunday She was booked on a pair of new charges. Lily Stewart, 20, was arrested just 2 weeks ago after she initially pulled over and placed in custody on a speeding charge that was later dismissed. She's a University of Georgia student, member of the Alpha Chi sorority, was hit with fresh charges of obstruction of a law enforcement officer and loitering or prowling after she was arrested by campus police around 5:30 a.m. This is according to the jail records of the Athens-Clark County Sheriff's Office. Both charges are misdemeanors. More information about the arrest not immediately available. This just happened like last night. But yeah, she flashed her smile on the Sunday morning booking photo and appeared to wear prison garb. But according to the pictures obtained by TMZ, which first reported on the sorority girl's second arrest, she was cut loose from detention later that morning after posting more than a $4,000 bond. And her attorney, Stephen Morris, declined comment in an email to the Post Sunday evening about the new charges, but confirmed the speeding charge from March 8th has been dismissed. Well, she lit up social media when her mugshot from her first arrest went around. And maybe she enjoyed that newfound attention.
I guess.
And now she wants to get it. You know, the young crowd, they like to redo all their selfies until they're just right.
Well, that's so maybe that was the goal.
And I think, yeah, it could be. She says, I think it's hilarious. I don't know what all the hype is about. I just took a mugshot and went on with my day. I love all the comments poking fun at me, saying she was on her way to Lululemon. She must have had, maybe she had to go to the bathroom really bad. Yep. And her pristine jailhouse photo, of course, was the result of her being all made up and going on her way to a birthday party.
Right.
But she was trying to get there a little faster than the law allows, and she was stopped by a Georgia State trooper. Mm-hmm. But back again.
Oh, my goodness.
And still flashing that nice smile.
Yeah.
Got a nice smile. In another photo that looks like, yeah, it's like jail garb or whatever. She does look a little, look, you tell me.
Yeah, I looked it up.
Those eyes look a little, just a little crazed.
A little cray-cray. Just a little. She's enjoying it a little too much.
Yeah, and she's out at 5:30 a.m.?
Yeah.
Okay. Mom and Dad might need to have just a little chit-chat with their little girl, their little Lily.
Yeah, might not be a bad idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm sure all their friends have let them know, hey, saw your daughter on the news again today.
Yeah, that's not how, you don't want one of those supermarket conversations like that, I would imagine. Yeah. Oh, so the Gators won their game, and it was a tight game. But I got to tell you, the coach of UConn, and I was trying to be unbiased because, of course, I'm rooting for the Gators, but that guy just seems like a jerk. He really does. He comes off as a jerk. So sure enough, he's even written up in the New York Post. They're talking about him. Dan Hurley is not exactly a classy loser.
Wow.
UConn's polarizing coach was irate about the officiating in his team's second-round March Madness loss to Florida. Oh, let me tell you, the officiating was not great, but it wasn't great for both sides.
Okay.
And actually, I think that his team was playing more aggressively, and they got away with a lot. They got away with a lot. But yeah, apparently he decided he was going to get, he got quite angry. He says, "I hope they don't blank you like they blanked us." That's what he shouted as they were exiting the court in the tunnel. He was referring to the next game up, which included Baylor. "I hope they don't do that to you, Baylor."
Not a very nice example for the kids.
By the way, Baylor was taking on Duke, and Duke won that game. But UConn, you'd think they'd be a little classier. Back-to-back national champions.
Doesn't always go your way. You don't get to win every time. It's not like that.
So, he just was kind of an idiot.
Yeah.
All right. But onward the Gators go, now to take on Maryland Thursday at 7:39. Good morning. Welcome. It's Friday. It's 6:45. And you are listening to the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, live and local on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. Happy Monday. We're going to make it great. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:51. Going to be another gorgeous day in paradise. Going to tell you, loving every minute of it. Soon enough, it will be melt your face off hot. So, enjoy it while you can. All right. What's going on? What's Chucky Schumer up to?
Oh, my.
That's a little crazy Chucky doing now.
He is.
He claimed on NBC's Meet the Press that in 2026, congressional Republicans will feel like rats on a sinking ship. Really?
Boy, talk about looking in the mirror.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
Congressional Republicans?
Really?
They're the ones? Hmm. The ship is sinking? He doesn't pay a lot of attention, does he?
Democrat Party's making the Titanic look good.
The host, Kristen Welker, said some Democrats are saying they want leadership to show more fight in this moment. They think that's what's required and that you were instrumental in urging President Biden out of the 24 race when he wasn't convinced. I've had conversation with Democrats who says this moment feels similar. Are you making the same mistake that President Biden did? Schumer said, no, absolutely not. I did this out of conviction. In my caucus, we have a disagreement as to some people voted one way, some people voted the other, but we all agreed to respect each other because each side saw why the other side felt so strongly about it. Our caucus is united in fighting Donald Trump every step of the way. Our goal, our plan, which we've united to make Donald Trump the quickest lame duck in modern history by showing how bad his policies are. He represents the oligarchs. He's hurting the average person in every way. Really? By bringing manufacturing back to the U.S. by trying to end wars before they expand?
I don't see those as bad things.
Hmm. We thought we, through oversight hearings, were exposing what he's doing through the courts, which I mentioned. Yeah. Your little legal warfare that continues against Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. So here's what the Democrats, what their plan is. Stopping Donald Trump. Do you have any other plan? What happens when you do stop him? If you do, then what are you going to do?
Well, they're very narrow-minded. They've just got one goal, and that's get Trump. I don't think there's a step two in line anywhere.
Our caucus is united in fighting Donald Trump every step of the way. What if he actually comes up with something that you can't deny? Mm. In other words, something that is really good. No, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Because they're going to fight him every step of the way. They're not going to present an alternative. Hey, on the midterms, you should vote for us because we're going to do X, Y, and Z. That's not what they're going to do. They're going to run and make up stuff about Trump, exaggerate the downside of any policy, and completely eliminate talking about any of the positive aspects of those policies. That's all they're offering. And they wonder why their approval ratings for Democrats in Congress is, well, I mean, the numbers have been flushed down the toilet. That's how bad they are. And Chuck Schumer is supposed to be like one of the leaders of the party. And that's his game plan. We're going to make Donald Trump the quickest lame duck in modern history.
Okay.
And how does that help the American people? Will that help to relocate businesses, manufacturing, job creators to the U.S.? No, I don't think it would. Yeah. That's all that they're offering is we're going to stop Trump. Well,
haven't they caught on that didn't work? I mean, they've been doing this now for years and years.
Don't ruin it now. Okay.
They are, yeah, not too bright.
Hey, just a quick story on this one. 1 minute, you're driving Uber, okay? You're doing whatever you can to make ends meet.
Sure.
And next thing you know, he gets a call from the Yankees.
The guy driving the Uber?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, need you to pitch.
Really?
No, I'm sorry. He's a backup catcher.
Really?
We need a backup catcher.
That's cool.
Yep. He made the opening day roster.
Wow.
And they showed some of the conversation I guess he was having with his mom, you know, over the phone. Of course, you can't help it. Shed tears of happiness for the guy. It's pretty cool.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.